Hello and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. I'm joined by two people today. One of them in the form of Conrad.
Hey, hey. Hello.
Who's obviously being manly today. First time for everything. And the other in the form of the lovely henchman, I'm Bendy Boards Lee.
Hello.
He's from bendyboards.co.uk, just in case you didn't know.
Yep.
What do they do, Mike?
Oh, for all your bending table, tournament trays, and soon to be laser cut terrain needs.
Mm. As opposed to laser cut terrain knees, which are not very good.
No, they just splinter and you can't get the thickness and stuff.
Yep, I have that problem as well.
Well, it just splinters and you can't get it thick.
Yep.
Okay. So, Lee, you were at a War Machine tournament yesterday.
I was, my very, very first.
So, that's why Conrad's here, because as regular listeners know, I don't know anything about War Machine. So, Conrad, take it away.
So, how was it, Lee? This was your first Steamroller tournament, was it?
I think so, yeah. Well, it's first event ever of playing War Machine. It was actually my 7th, 8th, 9th and 10th game as well. So,
how many points was the event being run at?
It was 35 points and we were playing four of the scenarios. One of them was slightly modified from the Steamroller, but I take it they're all out of the pack.
Oh, okay. I'd be interested to know what the amendments were.
Yeah, so would I, because I haven't got a clue what the original things were.
Okay, fair enough. Was it one list?
You could take two lists if you wanted to. I only took the one 35-point list.
And no obligation to play both lists if you took both of them?
No, if you took two lists, you had to play them both.
Okay, fair enough, yep. So, how was it for you then?
It was good fun. I had a lot of fun playing. I was sort of a little bit nervous against going up against hordes because I hadn't managed to get any sort of hordes experience in. I've only played against War Machine armies so far. So that was a little bit sort of daunting, especially since there's only 12 people there. And I believe there was only 5 War Machine armies.
Okay. So where was the event held?
It was Aftermath in Norwich.
Okay.
So the local club.
And which hordes armies did you end up playing?
Oh God, you're going to ask that. I played
Trolls. I kind of remember from a tweet. I think one was Trolls and you played Circle as well.
Yeah, the Circle, the big werewolf dudes, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I played Trolls twice and the Circle.
And I'm assuming that against the last one was a War Machine game.
Yes, a faction I've never even seen before. It was the Elves. Is it the Retribution?
Retribution, yeah. Is Skyra, yeah.
That's Skrile, it, yeah.
Whatever, yeah. Ret for short.
Yeah.
Okay, so your first game was a Hordes game, was it?
Or did yeah, you first game was against Trolls.
What did you find? Because you said that you'd never come across Hordes before. What flummoxed you about it then?
Well, I was sort of, even before we got to the sort of Hordes part to it, the first thing is when I turned up on the day, I suddenly realized when I read the, event pack, it was timed as well. So it's the first time I've played timed, plus playing a force I'd never met, sort of all sort of threw it into a little bit.
I can imagine that probably got you a bit
Riled is the word you're looking for, especially since I've taken quite a large infantry force. I've taken 3 units and only a couple of jacks.
Well, okay, which cast were you playing and what did you have in your list then?
I took the first Sorcia.
P-Sorcia or Sorcia P-Sorcia 1? Yep.
And she had a War Dog attachment and her jack was Beast 09.
Oh, cool, yep.
So I left it really small because I keep running out of focus.
Yep.
So I thought, keep it small, keep it with her. I then ran a full Winter Guard with a single rocket unit attachment, so the officer and the standard, and I got them convict Joe.
Oh, yep, yep.
Or Kovnik Joe, isn't it?
Kovnik Joe, yep.
Then I ran a minimum unit of mechs, which were designed to go up with Beast and stop him from being knocked over and give him plus two armor and plus two defense, which I forgot until till game three. And then I had a minimum unit of Iron Fang pikemen with the unit attachment, and I also had their Kovnik with a berserker jack as well.
Oh, they were running a jack, were they?
The Kovnik's a jack marshal, so I gave him a berserker as well.
Oh, cool. Okay, so you've mentioned the clock.
Yes.
What were you playing under? Death clock or time turns then?
Just time turns. So you had 10-minute turns with 1 5-minute extension.
All right then. So go on then. Tell me what you thought of it.
It was good. It was good. It was scary to start with. You know, you look across and I've moved the Winter Guard unit and I'm thinking and I'm having to read Joe's orders or speeches just so I can remember. And I remember doing one unit, looking across, and I'd used 3 minutes. And I thought, oh God, I'm going to run out of time. So I moved everything else quickly, shield walled and done all the bits and bobs that I remembered I had to do. And then said, right, that'll do. Stopped, off we went, and realised I'd forgotten to move one of the jacks. Looked across and thought, why is he still standing there? So, yeah, it just sped it all up. Considering that this was only, that game, this was only the third time I've played 35 points.
Well, I think my initial reaction to the clocks, because the first time I came across it was at the Nationals many years ago, and none of us knew that the clocks were going to appear. It's the first time we'd used clocks in the UK, as far as I know, and it was like, WTF, what the hell's going on here? But once you got through the first game, you kind of got used to it. And time turns is good because it's a good discipline to obviously try and get your turns over as quickly as possible. You will inevitably forget stuff as a newer player.
Yeah.
But you do get used to it. But then having played time turns and death clock, my preference is on death clock because you're using your own time at that point, and there isn't the time turn limitation. And going back to time turns from death clock is actually really quite hard.
Yeah.
So you've come in, especially at that points level, probably a good timed mechanism for the game, I think.
Yeah, I must admit, the guys shoo me an app for my phone. So I can do sort of time turns there.
Yeah.
And I think what we'll do is, I was speaking to some of the local guys, one of the press ganger, who said that, Mark said, that we'll get a couple of games in with just time turns now. He said, keep it small still, pick a single list, and then we'll just play to see if we can get a couple of games in that night, just to get used to it.
Yeah. I mean, whenever we play Hordes of War Machine at the club, there's a clock there usually. In fact, I can't remember the last time I played. Well, I do, actually. The game took 4 hours.
All right.
So that would be a reason to play under time turns or a clock of some shape or form as well. And it was two armies where it was really going to be down to somebody taking advantage of a situation because they were sort of but we were both playing an attrition type of game and it was going to go on forever, which is another reason for the clock being a good thing because it's a line in the sand stop and you take a point of a note of what the game results were at that time. How were the hordes? Going back to what you said about hordes, what flummoxed you about it then?
It's just I'm only just getting my head around the War Machine part, you know, with the focus and remembering to do this and this in this order, and then to suddenly see the first three armies I played were all hordes, and to suddenly see them doing it differently, and you know, oh, he can now Fury to do this, and he's going to buy Fury, and or he's gonna, when you've never seen it, it just suddenly thought, oh, this is totally different. And I knew it as people had said it is, but until you come up against it, that and the fact I didn't even know what the models were, let alone what they did.
Did you at any point think it was wrong, the fact that they could use, they could essentially boost on the fly, whereas in War Machine you have to allocate the focus to a jack to allow you to boost?
No, because I don't think... the first sort of game, it just seemed a little bit odd. The second game didn't last long enough for me to actually get there, because the big werewolfy thing warped in, hit the jack, I hit it back, nothing happened. Turn two, he killed the war dog, stepped around the side and caster killed. So that one I didn't really get the chance. The third one, the guy failed or didn't clear his fury, so the troll furied.
Yeah,
you know, whatever it was. So it sort of made a bit more sense then, where I saw it has a downside as well.
Yes, yeah.
So it kind
it's
of...
a frenzy test, it's called.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. So it kind of made a bit more sense then, because obviously the more you do, the more chance you've got of them going wrong or doing something to yourself. But yeah. To start with, when I'm struggling to remember my cards and what my lot do, when someone else is trying to tell me, and the guys were all very, very good. Nobody took advantage of this does this.
That you know of.
Well, it didn't seem so.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, cards were shown, oh, this for this bit. Afterwards, the guys sort of talked me through what they did and where what they considered I made mistakes. And I think the only one that really, really got me was... I'd done an assassination run or caster kill run with Sorsha. She shot in, wind rushed in, done her feet, in range to hit the enemy caster. And the guy sort of said, before you do any more, sure you want to do that? He's immune to cold. So I was like, oh. So my feet didn't work on him. I froze the rest of his army completely and then sort of bounced off it, and his troll ate me next to him.
Well,
that's a learning curve, and I mean, he was very good. He asked me for what to take it back. Did I want to do this? Did I want to... So I stuck with it, and you know, we'll see how we went. See how it rolls.
So I think the things that you've sort of taken away from that are that you've got to know what your stuff does first.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to know my stuff better. I'm intending to try and run roughly the same list for a bit longer, and then introduce a different caster in.
That's a sensible thing to do, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, learn your own stuff before... Playing other stuff helps you sort of get to see what other things do. And if you're the sort of person that wants to go away and read and try and take in stuff, and then that's one way of doing it. The other way is obviously to just face them or to play them, I suppose. Yeah. But so have you got a yearning to play more now?
It's not sort of killed it off. I must admit, if I'm honest, it was a sort of, if I didn't enjoy the event, I would have, all the painted stuff already had an eBay listing, and all I had to do was come home and confirm it.
Fair enough.
And it's not on eBay at the moment, so yeah, I've already sort of had a look at what else I've got in my collection that I can sort of paint up and change, so I've got units to swap in and out.
All right, fair enough. So take us through your glorious victory then as well.
Well, my glorious victory consisted of... I was playing the... Is it the Rets, you said?
Yeah, Retribution.
And he'd stealthed everything, so I couldn't get to see anything. Nothing seemed to be working for me. He'd got mage hunters come through and then a 3-point solo jump on Sorsha and kill the dog... killed the war dog, got Sorsha down to a single wound, and all he had to do was roll a 5 or more to kill her. And he rolled a 4, so she lived on one wound. She killed both of them, gave all of her, gave 3, or given 3 focus to Beast, who had a clear run through at his caster, but he was too far away, so he used the spell, which gave him extra speed and free charge in. And, Beast ran in and did what Beast does best. And hit her, killed her. I think he killed her instantly on the first swing because I rolled a boosted charge. So I rolled 4 dice for the damage. And I think the lowest dice was a 4. I had a couple of 6s and a 5, I think. So he just did... and he was already plus whatever because he's the power and strength for his axe is 19.
Yep. So for the motherland victory there.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was it. And it was all because the guy said that his thing was he had to, if he'd have rolled more than the five, like I say, if he'd rolled more than the five or more, he'd have killed Sorsha. So, you know, his failure allowed me to get in a game.
So. But you saw a classic example of what can happen in the game in that you never give up.
No. On the first game, the game against Mark, I think it was, he had his troll warlock versus Sorcerer, and they were both down to a couple of wounds each.
Yeah.
And we went through two turns to kill each other. Both casters had a go at each other without getting those last couple of wounds off.
Handbags.
Yep, so it's handbags. He needed nines because I'd done everything I could to keep Sorcerer. You know, I'd upped her defense, upped her armor. And the first time, he didn't kill the dog. And so the dog sort of kept Sorcerer alive. Second turn, I hit back, got him down to a couple of wounds. Then he killed the dog with his first attack and then used all his focus to, or his fury to go straight through on Sorcerer then. So, yeah, it was a good, fun learning experience.
Did you have a sort of, were you worried about attending the event as it's essentially your first time?
No, because there was a few guys from Aftermath there and I sort of laugh and joke with. I've never been someone who's worried about going into an event. I was worried about how well I'd do and whether I'd make myself look like an idiot.
Yeah.
But the guys were all there, were really good. And they were all essentially local, local-ish. They were, you know, I think Suffolk, we had some Suffolk, some few more from Norfolk and stuff. And
so it was a friendly crowd, a good event to sort of attend for the first time.
Yeah, and the best thing was there was a lot of mingling as well. It wasn't a lot of, oh, it's, you know, like the Norfolk guys that there, the other guys up there. It was a good mix round of everyone was sort of having a laugh and talking through. And because of the time turns, we finished all games early, and the whole event finished earlier than it should have done.
So did... were all your games caster kills, or did anyone actually play scenario play at all?
Every game that I was involved in was caster kill. I think there was a couple of scenario wins.
Okay, so people were playing for scenario.
Yeah, no, there were people. Because I think the guy that won was the only guy that won four full games. And first, second and third, or second, third and fourth were determined on the scenario points.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, but you did despite the three losses and the one win, which is, you know, for a first event, I think it's very good. You did come away with something, didn't you?
Yes, I managed to get best painted.
And I bet you were well chuffed with that.
Yeah, I am. I was considering that the army is effectively in what I consider to be speed painted.
Yeah.
Although I find in the models very easy to paint, and especially with the red, I find red very easy to make it look like you've spent a lot of time on it. You know, I use a GW reds, and I've got four reds from a dark red down to an orange. So literally it's straight out of the pot, straight on, you know, layering the highlights down.
Yeah.
And
when you're painting, the getting used to painting particular colours makes things easier as well. So
yeah.
it's a bonus then, because it just adds to the general feel and look of the army. And if you feel you're very good at painting red, then it's going to make the end result good.
Yeah, because the sort of armours and stuff's kind of to pop out and stuff. I mean, don't get me wrong, there was only three fully painted armies there, which could be out of the 12, which could go for the best painted. But the some of the models that, I mean, there was a guy who played was it Circle, the werewolf guys?
Yes, yeah.
His models, he was three quarters of the way through, but his models were outstanding. Easily the best painted stuff there.
Yeah, but because it wasn't fully painted.
Yeah, because it wasn't fully painted. And the same with Dwayne and his trolls. They were amazing as well. You know, there was lots of really, really nice painted stuff. I don't think there was anyone who had no paint on at all.
Okay, so that's for an event like that. That's good. But I think it's also a reflection of the scene at the moment, especially with newer players coming in. I think they have the mentality of wanting to get their stuff painted, so you'll see stuff like that, you know, half painted or in progress or even fully painted. Unlike myself, who's been there from Mark One, where I still have not got a lot of painted stuff when I look at it.
Well, I must admit, I've got a couple of little bits and bobs to finish, like the rest of the mechanics. I've got two more mechanics. They're up unit upgrade or attachment. Two different sets of the Man of War stuff to finish. But the majority of my stuff's been painted as we went. But I found it quite easy to and quick to paint.
That's always a good thing, though. And if you enjoy it as well, it helps.
Yeah.
Yeah. So two last questions. Would you recommend new players going to an event?
Yeah, definitely. I'd still recommend, as per usual, find a small local event, something that isn't too big, and then go to it.
Safety net, basically.
Yeah, it's definitely improved my knowledge of the game and my wanting to play it more.
Oh, which is good. We might have a convert then. But Malifaux will still be your first love.
Yes.
And lastly, you said that you were going to potentially look at a new caster. Have you got any thoughts on where you're going to go with that?
Yeah, I'm going to go for the one which is on the paint table at the moment, which is the first Butcher.
Raw man. Raw.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I think with some of the things that you've got there, that will probably work out quite well in terms of just swapping in the caster. So good choice. I think he's a nice figure as well.
He was. It was the figure that I went before I even realised what he did.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I told it, you know, I was talking to some of the guys yesterday and they said, oh, you know, have you got a second caster yet? And I said, well, I've got the first Butcher on the table. At which point someone asked me, you know, one of the guys who listens to this and Malifaux's sort of laughed and joked and said, you know, is there anything I play that isn't the OP stuff?
Fair enough. All right, then. I believe we've probably overrun. I don't know.
Yeah, I've got a question, though.
Okay. Oh, okay.
On a personal note, where did you finish, Lee?
Oh, I finished 11th. Joint 10th, which is actually 11th, out of 12.
And on the Tractor Massive front, where did you finish?
I finished at the very, very bottom. So my next event that I go to, regardless of system, I have taken the big rusty tractor off you, Mike.
Yes! Farewell, tractor! We should actually do a show about the rusty tractor and, you know, the Tane Lawn wooden spoon and things at some point.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you had a great time.
Yeah, it was. If I'm honest, it surprised me of how much fun I had. I was kind of expecting to go in and feel a little bit alienated and whatnot, but it was nice.
Cool. So until next time, I've been Mike.
I've been Conrad.
And I've been Lee.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're @fools_daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.